As fireworks season approaches, Hayes Fire Department Chief Ryan Higgins says common sense measures can help keep you safe. He shares some of those with us on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Fortunately, we haven't had any major incidents recently with fireworks. But it is crazy to think that we're there already. It's like we said, it's right around the corner. You know, just like to talk a little bit about some when fireworks can be sold and when they can be discharged and a little safety. So the sale of fireworks is permitted July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And they are allowed to be discharged in the city of Hayes July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. And we just want to remind everybody to, you know, be sure and follow the manufacturer's recommendations. If you don't know what they are, read the package. They will give you some good safety tips. If you allow your children to light them off, just be sure and supervise them closely.
Mm-hmm.
And do not alter that firework in any way. A simple thing, light one at a time. You don't be out there trying to light two or three or four and trying to get away.
Yeah, and especially if you're laying them together.
Yeah.
I saw a kid try to do that a while back, and I'm like, no, my goodness, that's dangerous.
Yeah, and once you do light one, you know, quickly and safely move a good safe distance away, you know, and never point a firework at anybody, not even as a joke. You know, another simple thing, wear hand and eye protection when you're lighting. It's a good idea to keep a bucket of water or a garden hose safe by in case a small fire does start. And never try to relight a firework that didn't ignite. Just let them sit or put them in a bucket of water. And it'd be best to do it for several hours or overnight. And please don't put spent fireworks in the city's poly carts unless they have been completely cooled or soaked overnight in some water.
And that's kind of your guys' biggest, the thing that you deal with the most, I think, right? It's not necessarily accidents and injuries that happen when the fireworks shoot off. It's people that collect them and they put them in their trash cans and the trash cans.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you do. You pick up your trash, you throw your trash away. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And people just don't think about it. And they'll sit there and that cardboard package and will still smolder overnight and then catches their regular trash on fire.
Yeah.
And when you do pick up all your trash and everything, please don't put it up next to your house or in a vehicle and think you're just, I'll throw that away tomorrow. You know, keep it in a metal container away from your house and just let it cool overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you're out having fun, enjoying yourselves, enjoying the company of others, just be mindful of your neighbors and pets. They may not be appreciative of what's going on. So, you know, if you're going to have a little show, you know, go ahead and invite your neighbors over and just let them partake in your fun too as well. You know, especially out here in Western Kansas where we have, you know, potential for high winds, just use caution and just pay attention to what's going on around you and the weather around you. And like we said, when you're done, just clean up. Just be that good neighbor and clean up your area.
Yeah, nothing drives me crazier. And like, yeah, I get, you know, I like to just, I usually with mine, leave it out overnight. Just let it set there in the road. We shoot in the road and then we'll pick it up in the morning. You know, that way we're being nice and safe. But oh my gosh, yeah, you'll see it a week or two or even a month later, still fireworks trash on the side of the road. And it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Just take a broom out there, yeah, guys.
Be that good citizen. Clean and just clean up after yourself.
Exactly.
You know, something we've been going through here the last several days, well, not this morning, but the last several days, and sounds like we're going to have it again on Friday, but with the super heat we've been having, you know, if you're outside working, be sure and drink plenty of water. Take those breaks in the shade. Wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothing, and that'll help you stay cool as well.
Absolutely. And even if you're not out doing much, that heat can take that water out of you so quickly. Even if you're just hanging out, friends, watching some fireworks, mm-hmm. make sure to have a bottle of water there with you.
Exactly.
Very cool. Well, Well, those are good advice or good tips and some sound advice. I appreciate that, sir. But one last thing before we go, I know we always like to talk about this, the smoke alarm program. You guys still have that going on,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. We offer free smoke and some carbon monoxide alarms to our citizens. So if you own your home and are interested in this program, just give us a call at the office, 628-7330, and we can tell you all about the program, and we'll be glad to help you out.